Now let's move over to the Senate side, and State Senator Charles Schwertner joined us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
It's obviously a good day for you personally, for the Senate as a whole.
I think it's a good day for the people of Texas. Yep. We passed some important tax relief legislation off the Senate floor yesterday.
About $4 billion plus is what looks like this package is. Is that about right?
Four and a half, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Now let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, we'll obviously get to your bill in just a minute, but I want to talk about SB1 and then SJR1 by Senator Nelson, because this is the property tax package that we talked about last week that increased the homestead exemption. Now, what I want to make sure people understand is that there's a constitutional amendment tied to this. So would you go over that for us?
Right. It is the property tax relief bill. Property taxes are too high, and people are seeking relief and spoke loudly about that during last year in the campaign cycle. It did have another portion of that constitutional amendment resolution regarding taxation of real estate transactions, and this would prohibit taxation of real estate transactions. We currently don't tax real estate transactions, but when you put it in the Constitution, it's very difficult to obviously yank it back out and allow that to occur.
So now what you've got to do, though, you have to have two-thirds of the lawmakers vote for it, and then it goes on to a statewide ballot for the people, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yes, it's a fairly high hurdle. You've got to get, again, two-thirds on both bodies, and then it has to go to the people of Texas and be ratified.
Sure. Now now let's turn our attention to Senate Bill 8. That was yours, and that also passed out. And explain that to folks so they'll know that.
Right. That's the Small Business Tax Relief Act. It raises the exemption level from $1 million to $4 million before the franchise tax has to be paid. You know, the small businesses are the job creators in Texas. Two out of three new jobs in Texas are from a small business, and 96% of the businesses in Texas are small businesses. And I believe if we have targeted tax relief, we should do it to where I think we have the biggest bang for our buck, which is our small businesses. They're the ones that are going to take that money and reinvest it in capital and infrastructure and hiring new individuals, and that'll cycle through the economy. And in the end, I think that tax relief could pay for itself with increased economic activity and increased tax receipts from that economic activity.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us. You did, however, get a letter from the larger sectors of business last week, and they said they were not happy with your package, but you also wrote a letter back to them to respond. So clarify a little bit what it was that they were not happy with and how you feel like you responded in your letter to them.
Well, some of the larger businesses don't like targeted tax relief to small businesses, and that's unfortunate because I think those small businesses that increase economic activity and vitality will help big businesses as well. And, you know, my letter was in response to that it was unfortunate and I think inconsistent with their overall desire to see tax relief, and I stated that very forcefully in the letter. I'm proud to have the support of the Texas Association of Realtors, as well as many small business organizations, including NFIB, which is the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
Yes, certainly that was very popular with them. Okay, so now Senate bill comes out. We were just talking to John Rainey. They will vote on the House budget on Tuesday. But there are significant differences between these two. And
there always are.
Yeah, there always are. But I know that it's going to have to go to conference. But is that, I guess, the end result? And I kind of want you to look in the crystal ball a little bit. What you feel like the sense of this package would be, because business taxes are so important to you, this SB8 is important to you, could we still see that happen, but in somewhat of a change form? Maybe we wouldn't see 61,000 businesses be able to take themselves out of the margin tax picture?
I'd love to see 61,000 businesses exempt from the margins tax, and that's 52% of the businesses that pay the margins tax in the state of Texas. So I think it's a win. I'd like to see it signed by the governor, but obviously there's a lot of moving pieces between now and what will happen in the House regarding taxation and obviously the budget and the reconciliation of the budget in conference. So, you know, we need to fund our priorities and deal with the issues that face Texans and Texas families and the communities of Texas regarding infrastructure and education. And also, I think we need to look at the economic incentivization and vitality that's afforded by tax cuts. And luckily, Texas is a vibrant economy and a vibrant state. And I believe we'll accomplish a package that meets those priorities and needs, and at the same time gives relief to our homeowners and businesses.
State Senator Charles Schwerter joining us. Let's turn our attention to a couple of other items. Now, over on the House side yesterday, the State Affairs Committee over there heard a discussion that contained proposals for same-sex marriage in Texas. You're on State Affairs on the Senate side. I anticipate that there's a bill over there in the Senate. Have you had a chance to look at that, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I understand it was in the House right. State Affairs Committee. It hasn't been heard on the Senate side. My belief is that marriage is between one man and one woman. That's the way I was raised, and that's my true inner belief. So,
then also in the Senate, they've started to roll out the education bills. There's some voucher opportunities in there, and the lieutenant governor has been in favor of this from day one. He's always seemed to have been a strong proponent for that. You, as one member of that body, how do you feel about those Senate bills that are out there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe every child should have the opportunity to achieve success in school, and unfortunately, some children are trapped in failing schools. There's over 500 schools in Texas that are not up to the level that is appropriate, and I think we need to find options for those children, primarily urban, disadvantaged children that are in those schools. And one bill that was passed last session that I am in favor of this session is authored by Senator Betancourt. It would allow for a tax credit for businesses that help fund scholarships that go to students that are needy, so they can have that option and attend another school setting.
Certainly. What else is on your agenda for today and then on to next week?
Well, we're finishing markup in the Senate Finance Committee. We'll be putting a bow on the Senate Finance or Senate budget, and it'll begin to the floor maybe as early as next week. We continue to do a lot of work in the Health and Human Services Committee and the other committees I serve on. So, I've passed a lot of bills already,
yeah.
And continue to work real diligently for the people of Senate District 5 in Texas.
It seems, are we ahead of schedule a little bit on the budget? I'd hate to jinx it, but does it seem like we're not on the cliff that we have been before?
That's right. I think we are. And, I was chair of the Article 2 work group, which has to do with the health portion of our budget, which is one-third of our budget.
Yeah.
And I'm working real closely with my House colleagues already. In fact, my desk mate in the House, Representative Four Price, is the Article 2 work group chair on the House side. And we've had discussions about some of the outstanding issues between the House and the Senate, at least in pertaining to the health issues of the budget. So, I think we're moving down the track, and I really would like to get out of here in the first week of June without a special session.
Be nice to have it. Be a change of pace, that's for sure.